Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Bob Hunt welcomes Principal Security Architect Travis Ruff to the show as they discuss how Microsoft IT created a broad risk assessment plan to identify and manage the security risks of their internal operations, applications, and infrastructure of critical business programs. Tune in as Travis shares with us some best practices and learn how you can apply these same principles in your own environment. Bob, the mic is yours.
Welcome to TechNet Radio. My name is Bob Hunt. I'm an IT Pro Evangelist with Microsoft, based out of the New York City office. The best way to track me and my other sessions like we have today is to hit me on my blog, which is my TechNet blog, which is www.bobhunt.net, or you can always follow me on Twitter, which is at BobHMS. So with me today, I've got somebody that's going to help me talk through these IT showcase assessments that we've got to offer to our customers. One of the things that is interesting is the different folks and parts of Microsoft that you get to interact with when you do these sessions. So today with me, I've got Travis Ruff, who's a principal security architect. I'll let Travis introduce himself and tell us what he does for Microsoft.
Absolutely. I'm Travis Ruff. Thanks for having me, Bob. I appreciate it. I've been with Microsoft for just about 6 months now, so I'm fairly new. I'm part of what's called Information Security and Risk Management, which is focused on essentially the security and risk management of the business of Microsoft, not necessarily the products of Microsoft. We're working with the internal line of business people to make sure that, you know, all the things that that run Microsoft's business, from accounts payable, et cetera, are all properly protected.
Excellent. So today's the title of today's session is 360 degree assessment, you know, going beyond the code. And what we're really going to talk about is really essentially what those assessments are and how a lot of these information that Microsoft has developed as we look at our own business can be useful for our respective customers. You know, one of the things that I hear from, you know, customers pretty often is like, oh, geez, you know, hey, we're not a software company like Microsoft, or hey, we're in XYZ vertical industry. Our business is either bigger, smaller, different than yours. But one of the things that's very interesting is that when you look at the way Microsoft approaches rolling out software and our line of business applications for our business, the process that we go through to make that happen is actually not unlike some of the very same steps that I think our customers would like to go through when they're doing that. So I think one of the first things that we should probably do is kind of talk a little bit about, you know, what your organization does, the information security and risk management team does, and then we'll jump into what exactly a, you know, essentially a risk assessment is.
Absolutely. So as I said previously, you know, we're really focused on the actual line of business applications. So everything from sales leads, actual closing sales, managing our accounting strategy, all of those things that actually help Microsoft run their business itself is what ISRM is focused on. So we have a separate security organization that focuses on actual product security, the shipping products. So when you say, you know, customers may compare themselves to Microsoft and go, how we're really not like you. You know, we don't ship software. We, you know, maybe we're a manufacturing company. I've actually got a long history in manufacturing companies. And the way that Microsoft, quote unquote, runs its business is very similar to the way that they would run their business. So I think there's a lot of applicability across both what we're doing internally and other organizations, you know, as they look at maybe even thinking that they're significantly different here.
That's good. So so we're talking about a, you know, a 360 assessment. You know, what is it? What can you explain to our customers what one of these things is? And then, you know, essentially then we'll go into, you know, why these develops and some of the history as to how we got there.
Absolutely. So a risk assessment at a high level is, well, not to be too literal, but it's really going out and trying to assess the risk of something. In the case of, you know, a 360 assessment, we're really talking about security and risk management as a function of IT security. So we're going out and we're looking at a business process. So think something like, how do we actually receive payment for something that we've sold? That's a business process, right? That's accounts receivable. We're going to look at all of the systems and the technologies that support that to understand, you know, where is there a risk? Where is the opportunity for something to go wrong, either purposefully or maliciously? Where could someone take advantage of the system? You know, is it an insider threat? Is it an external threat? All of these things roll up to essentially say, where does the risk lie in this system? And the real gist of what we're trying to get to with any risk assessment is make sure that we're spending the appropriate amount of money protecting ourselves from those risks. So you obviously never want to spend $100 to fix a $10 risk, but if you can spend $10 to fix a $100 risk or prevent that from happening, then that's a good investment in the future. And so really the goal behind this is to talk less about, you know, quote unquote security, you know, an individual vulnerability or flaw or bug in a system, and talk more about the overall risk that a business process presents and how we can go about best managing that.
That's great. So obviously one of the things that Microsoft has done over the years, we've rolled out many internal line of business applications, is I'm guessing we probably do it a little differently today than we did, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, previous generation or maybe even two generations back in terms of the platform that we have. So you could talk a little bit about the history of, the organization and how we've gotten to the processes that we use inside of this 360 assessment.
Yep, absolutely. So, you know, traditional information security risk assessments are very focused on individual components. So you could have someone that goes out and looks very specifically at the code of an application. You could have someone that goes out and looks at the infrastructure and configuration. You could look at all of these individual components. You know, how do you manage encryption keys? How do you all do all these individual things? But what you're really only doing is telling part of the story with that. You could have a very secure application that's deployed onto very insecure hardware and, very insecure infrastructure. And when you do that, it doesn't matter how well written or how well protected that application is. The foundation that it's sitting on is ruined. Conversely, you can have extremely secure infrastructure and deploy a terribly written application. And again, just completely erode the security and the controls that you expect to have in there. And so what we really found when we went out and did this, started looking into this, is that we're best in class at looking at all of these individual components, but we're not necessarily telling that complete story across all of the pieces and what it means together. And sometimes, you know, it can be positive and sometimes it can be negative. Sometimes you have individual controls that themselves maybe aren't that effective, but when you add them all together, then you have something that really is applying proper protections. On the other hand, sometimes you can have individual smaller problems that in and of themselves will be identified and maybe listed as low risk, but when you look at this broader picture, it really becomes a much more serious issue, something that you may need to address immediately. And so that's kind of how we got to where we are today, is we're doing all these little components, but not necessarily ever telling that big story. I think the other thing with security and with risk management is we like to talk technical. We like to talk to developers and architects and other people who are down in the code. But we don't necessarily talk about business. And so the other piece of this is really framing these findings and these risks in the context of how is this going to impact my ability to run my business. So I'll go back to the accounts receivable piece. If my business is receiving money from Microsoft and I'm not able to do that, that's a big deal. So don't tell me about an individual vulnerability in my code. Tell me about when you find something, how is that actually going to impact my ability to receive money from our customers? Because that's really the gist of what we need to understand.
So just to summarize some of what you said, one of the big things of this risk assessment is also not just to look at the technology, but it's to essentially find what the weakest link is and identify that you know what all the links are, number one, and then essentially shore them up to the point where they are all, you know, meeting a certain, you know, standard and level that that protects the business all up.
Correct. That is exactly what we're doing. Yep, trying to understand what that appropriate risk level is and then understanding where we're not meeting that bar.
Okay, very good. So from a technology company's perspective, it was interesting to hear you bring up, you know, hey, you know, it's more than just about the technology, right? So the business process, the social engineering aspect of any application that tends to, you know, get feet and walk out the door with all the mobile devices that exist inside of Microsoft and our customers' infrastructures is probably a big challenge as well.
Absolutely, yeah. And again, right, we're not just looking at the technology. So what we're really trying to do is look across what we consider four kind of areas of analysis: strategy, operations, application, and infrastructure. And, you know, circling back to your previous question, which is we previously were really good at looking at applications and infrastructure. As far as the actual strategy and operations of a piece of software or a business process, not something that we put a lot of focus on. And so when you think about, yeah, mobile enablement, all of these, you know, apps that get written and published and pushed out the door and walk out on phones or surfaces or tablets or whatever it is, really having a good strategy around how you're going to manage the security of that, that becomes much more important today.
So how did we discover the shortcomings, right? So essentially, you know, we're a tech company that keeps focusing on technology. How did we kind of discover what our shortcomings were in our previous processes?
I think a lot of it is if you go back and you look at the individual findings that we had, you know, again, we're looking at applications and infrastructure, and there's a lot of repeat findings in there. So if we continue to see the same thing time and time again, we were good about saying, hey, you need to go out and fix this vulnerability, but not about maybe we should go back and really understand what the root cause of this is. Maybe if you had a better security strategy, then, you know, these individual issues wouldn't even be, you know, they wouldn't even appear in the applications, or your configuration would be better managed through better operations. And so it was really just going back and looking at, you know, for the last 10 years that we've been doing all of these assessments, what part of the story are we missing, and what's that information that we don't have? To be able to really tell, again, that complete story and really make it relevant to a business person.
Very good. So, you know, how do we create a plan essentially to circumvent, you know, essentially the information that we discovered that said, hey, you know what, we know we need to get better. We've seen some things that are repeating and are occurring, you know, time and time again. You know, what was our, you know, methodology to say, look, you know, how do we get better?
Absolutely. So I can tell you the first piece of that is we've got a lot of really talented individuals that work in this organization, and this organization being Microsoft as a whole. So what we first wanted to do was make sure we weren't going to reinvent the wheel. We knew that ISRM had some really good intellectual property we could leverage. We knew that other groups had the same thing. So we went out and we talked to a lot of security professionals and said, you know, when you're doing risk assessments or you're doing security assessments or you're, you know, trying to audit a system, how do you go about that? What are the tools, the techniques, the questions you ask? How do you determine effectiveness? And really kind of bring together that, what does the overall picture look like of what we're doing today? And then we took and compared that against, well, what are all of these things that we've been seeing over the last, you know, 5, 10 years? And where are there still gaps? And where there's gaps, we know that we're going to need to go out and actually just develop something from scratch. We can leverage all sorts of industry frameworks, industry organizations, consultants, and we did all of those things to say, you know, now we believe we've closed all those gaps and we've got an actual complete story that says this is how we can go out and we can feel confident that we're going to get a broad picture of risk. And really the goal behind this wasn't to be able to go in and identify every single individual vulnerability within a system. We're trying to look broadly, and when you look at something broadly, you're going to lose a little bit of that depth of focus. However, that's really what the purpose of this is let's tell the complete picture across, you know, again, the strategy, operations, application, and infrastructure, not just tell as detailed a story in one of those individual areas as we possibly could.
So is there a time frame that that you guys throw around a period to essentially go through this process and determine, you know, gather the information you need to take the next step?
Yeah, absolutely. So when we go out and we do one of these assessments, we really say essentially it has a fixed time frame. It's 6 weeks from start to finish, and we do that for a couple of reasons. The first one is we know when we come out to do one of these assessments that we're going to be impacting the team that essentially runs, operates, develops, and otherwise maintains the application of the business process. And so we want to set a pretty clear expectation with them that we're going to show up on a specific day and we're going to leave on a specific day to make their planning essentially easier to accommodate what we're going to be asking them to do. And so it's just that's a very clear expectation. The other thing is we want to prevent ourselves from going too deep in any one of these areas. So if you kind of left that time frame a little more open-ended, and said, well, maybe it's 6 weeks, but it could be 12 weeks. It's going to be too easy to just kind of dive down one of those individual holes. Like, I'm going to spend 4 weeks looking at just source code of an application. That's not really what we're trying to accomplish here. So that time box, that 6 week time box, really sets a clear expectation with the people doing the assessment on our end, but also with our customers that we're interacting with.
Okay, so just to kind of do a small summary of that, so essentially in this 6 week period of time, you do a bunch of interviews, folks that are focused on security, folks that have, you know, essentially intellectual property knowledge of the applications and ecosystem that you're impacting with, looking at some other things like industry frameworks to kind of help out with this process. Is that about right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, again, in that 6 week period, we're going to be asking people involved in operations, senior leadership, architects, developers, again, trying to get that kind of broad swath of understanding of what it is we're actually looking at and get enough information that we can actually realistically go out and understand what the risks that are present in it are. So, as part of that, we have 101 individual controls that we assess, and we rate each one of those controls on a scale from very low effectiveness to very high effectiveness. And if you think a very low effectiveness control would be something that's essentially not mitigating any of the risk that it was designed to do. So say that you had a patching process, and when we look at your servers, we find that no patch has ever been installed. Well, that's a very low effectiveness control, right? And that's bad, because you're doing something and you're getting no value out of it. A very high effectiveness control would be something where essentially we found that to be as effective as it possibly could be. So we have no suggestions to make it better. So I'll use the patching example again. If we find that you apply every critical patch within 12 hours of it coming out, and that's all done in an automated fashion, and it's tested first in your test environment, and there's a sign-off and, you know, this very repeatable documented process, that's going to be as highly effective as we can possibly imagine. We also designed in two other kind of ratings, if you will. Not every control that we've identified is always going to apply to an application. So for those areas where it just doesn't apply, we will essentially say, you know, not applicable, and we'll describe why it just doesn't apply to the application of the business process we're assessing. The other side of that is, you know, we have 6 weeks to do the assessment. If there's something where we're not actually able to get enough information back from the people who we're interacting with to determine the effectiveness of a control, we're going to call that out. We're just going to say it's indeterminate. We weren't able to justify any specific rating. We're probably going to recommend that we do some follow-up investigation to, you know, determine what the effectiveness of that control is. But at this point in time, we're just going to say we're not even going to take a guess. We're not confident enough to take a guess. And we're just going to call it what it is and move on.
Very good. So as we're already starting down that path, let's dig a little bit deeper into, you know, what are some of the unique features of one of these 360-degree assessments?
Absolutely. So, again, you know, we're showing up. We know we have this six-week engagement. And so we want to cover two specific areas. If you think the strategy and operations piece of this is really aligned to the business, and the applications and infrastructure is very much aligned to technology. What we've done is we've essentially created two positions within the assessment. You have a business lead and you have a technology lead. The business lead is going to be focused on the strategy and operations. They're going to be understanding, you know, regulatory compliance, business processes, reliance and interaction with other business processes. How do you go about, you know, testing and deploying code? How do you operate your system? How do you know what state it's currently in? They're very much interview focused and looking at documentation and other artifacts developed by the team. You also have the technical side, again, focused on applications and infrastructure. They're going to be looking at source code, configurations, security architecture, application architecture. You know, how are we doing all of these individual components to build a secure system? And what this really allows us to do is kind of identify some unique things that individual assessments wouldn't identify. So a good example, I hate to keep using patching, but it's an easy one, is let's say that the technology lead goes out and does an infrastructure assessment and finds that all the patches have been applied that possibly could have been applied. Everything's in great shape. However, when we go and we look at the actual operations side of the house, we don't find a patching strategy, process, documentation, or anything like that. Well, if you were just looking at the infrastructure, you'd say, hey, everything's patched, it's great, you're good to go. But when you look at the actual process and the operations side, you can say, well, maybe that's happening because there's one person who's going out, and on a weekly basis, he or she is doing a huge amount of manual effort to make sure that these things are being done. Well, there's a case where the actual security of the system is very high, but the effectiveness of the process is very, very low. And so it's really going to bring a different perspective to how do we go about solving some of these issues. We also have an interesting, what I would call, QA session component to this. So when we go and we do the assessment, we've got the business and technology lead and a project manager who's running the show. However, at the end of the day, that's only three individuals from the ISRM team, and you know, they're going to bring their own opinions, et cetera, to the assessment. So one of the things we do is we have a QA session where those three individuals actually present their findings internally to a group of other ISRM security professionals. And those people can ask questions. They can, you know, say, did you think about, or, you know, what does this really mean? And really drive down to, when we provide a risk rating for this, are we telling the complete picture? Did we think about all the different angles? And, you know, are we rating those things appropriately? Sometimes security people, myself being one of those, we like to make a bigger deal out of something than it is because, you know, it's insecure. What this really drives is a discussion around, are we really putting the appropriate business context into this discussion and rating it according to something that the business actually cares about, not just something that a security professional would care about.
That's good. So so how can customers leverage your team?
So, you know, if you're an external customer, you can get in touch with the Microsoft Consulting Services, and you can use your premier hours, or you can have an individual engagement to essentially engage with our team. And if you're an internal customer, track down ISRM, internal being Microsoft. Just, you know, hit up our website, and we'll be happy to have a discussion with you and figure out how to move forward.
So what's what's coming in the future? I mean, Microsoft is and essentially the larger ecosystem outside of the company we work for is kind of going through a little bit of a significant change when it comes to Windows 8 is really kind of making a significant shift in terms of the way that applications are deployed, in one respect, but our customers are still doing things in a traditional method. You know, what are some of the things in the future you guys are working on coming down the pike and, you know, to handle things like this?
Absolutely. So, you know, an assessment methodology, so going out and doing one of these assessments is great. However, what we really want to do is, once we really mature this program, to be able to turn it into something where we can not only assess someone with it, but we can provide them with documentation to say, you know, here's the 101 individual controls that we feel are really important to a system that you should be thinking about, and here are the things that you should be doing either technically or from a business side of the house to really be getting your application in good shape and be, you know, thinking about all of those contingencies and controls and other processes you should put in place. And so that's really our goal, is to take this not just from something where we can essentially give you a grade or a score, but something where we can say, the next time you're going through developing a major system, here's what you should actually think about. And you can build that into the process proactively. I would say it's similar to what Microsoft did when, you know, we developed our own internal, the secure SDLC, and then we shared that with all of our customers. This is essentially the same thing from a risk assessment perspective. We can provide similar guidance to our customers and to other teams within Microsoft IT moving forward.
Wow, so that's a lot of information there, Travis. So I think what we're going to do is we're gonna wrap up today's session. A lot of information in a short period of time about these 360-degree assessments. So once again, the best way to track down information like this is to continue to read my blog, which is www.bobhunt.net. That is my TechNet blog, or follow me on Twitter, which is at BobHMS. Travis, thank you very much for taking the time to meet with us today at TechNet Radio. Any final words?
No, like I said, if you need to get in touch with us or you want to pursue this, by all means, talk to MCS, Microsoft Consulting Services, or if you're a Microsoft IT customer, just go ahead and hit up the ISRM website, and we'll move forward from there.
Fantastic. All right, well, thank you for your viewers, all of our viewers, for watching today's session, and we look forward to seeing you again in the next episode of TechNet Radio.